I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Ray of Hope Cancer Foundation is hosting a benefit motorcycle poker run and concert on Saturday, September 5th in Golden. And two of the guys who helped put this event together, Eric Miller and Clay Seward, join me right now. Hi, guys.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Dave. I'm doing good.
Doing great, buddy.
Before we get into the event itself, I want to talk to you guys about your involvement with the cause, because when I first met you a while ago, I was really moved by your personal connection to cancer. Eric, why don't you start with your story?
Well, a few years ago, my wife was going through some problems, and about 2.5 years later, we weren't quite sure what it was, and she passed away, it'll be 5 years ago, Christmas Day. And we didn't find out until after she passed that she had cancer. So she was going through that, you know, for 2.5 years that we didn't know what the issue was. And during that time, my good friend Clay here, his wife was going through cancer also. After my wife passed, I was living in Iowa, and I just, you know, I wanted to try to do something for her because we knew a lot of people here, and most of all of our friends are musicians. So the logical choice was, hey, let's try to do a concert, you know, to do what we can for people in need.
And Clay, tell me about your experience with your wife and cancer.
Yeah, so coming up on 3 years ago, September 28th will be 3 years ago that she passed away. But when Eric was in Iowa, he had mentioned my wife was battling cancer at that time. It was stage 2 breast cancer, and she was being treated for that. She went through chemotherapy, radiation, she lost her hair, all of that. And we had twin children that were, I think at the time, they were 2. And so we were, taking care of our twins, and she was going through treatment. And so after about a year of treatment, she was told she was in remission. And after that, she had about one good solid year. Her hair started growing back. She was healthy. We were enjoying the kids together, getting back to life after it kicked us down. And she started to not feel well after about a year. And, you know, we were both worried, of course. And after a checkup at the doctor, they found some fluid in her lungs, and it had now progressed to stage 4. And at that point, it was a pretty grim prognosis. So what we decided to do was, I quit my job at the time to be a caretaker for her. So I just spent all my time that I could with her. We didn't know. We were hopeful. We tried a lot of different things that it would continue to improve and get better. We were very positive through the whole thing. But from that diagnosis, which was in April of 2017 to September 28th, was the time that we had left. You know, so we're taking care of the kids. We're dealing with cancer, dealing with her dying. It wasn't a pleasant thing. But all the while, you know, Eric had already just been through this. And ironically, our wives' names are Carla. They're both spelled the same way. They're both the same name. So there's a connection there, and he was a support through all of this. And, you know, we just thought at this point it would really be good. Like, I really had a desire, and Eric as well, to help people that are still here spend more time with their families if they have a sick family member from cancer. It's so important that you're able to do that. You just don't know how much time you have, and it's like, let's make the best of it, you know, while you're here with your loved ones. You know, that's what we like to do, is help people spend more time with their families. That's really, really what this is about, and I think it is truly an honor of our past lives, and that's what we're doing. We are going to have some of the best bands in Denver, and part of the reason for that is because we are both musicians, and we've been in the music scene for a while.
we have a lot of support there.
Well, let's talk about the bands and the event in just a minute. We're talking to Eric and Clay. And what a terrible and tragic coincidence that two longtime friends each lost their wives to cancer within a couple of years of each other. And you brought up an interesting point, Clay, that you quit your job to take care of your wife. I think a lot of people can assume there is a big physical and emotional challenge when dealing with cancer, but there's also a financial challenge for a lot of families. And that's what Ray of Hope Cancer Foundation does, is help support those families and patients who are going through cancer. How did you each first come to find out about Ray of Hope?
A couple of years ago, during my time in Iowa, I was coming back here to visit, and they brought along this woman that was a friend of his girlfriend, and we started getting together, and I'd come back more frequently, and we got married a couple of years ago. And during that time that we were trying to figure out what to do, my wife was looking through different organizations, and she came up with Ray of Hope. And I did some research on them, and everything that they stood for and what they were doing is exactly what Clay and I envisioned. Give people more time with their families. And the good thing about Ray of Hope is they work with Colorado families. You know, the money doesn't leave Colorado. Every kind of financial situation that somebody needs, they can go to Ray of Hope and, you know, fill out the grant application and, you know, go through all that. And they're going to be there for them, you know, through the whole process. And so that's what we wanted to do, because they give back. And this year has just been really tough. A few of the things that they had planned, they had to cancel because of the pandemic. And thank God that we're able to still push on.
What's great about Ray of Hope, too, is that they really align, Eric has said, with what we're trying to do. And to put it simply, they allow people to buy time together. I mean, that's buy time. And Ray of Hope offers that to families. That's great, because that's the most important thing in the world when you're going through a situation like this. I can tell you from firsthand experience that to be the case.
We're talking to Eric and Clay, who have organized the Ray of Hope Cancer Foundation benefit motorcycle poker run and concert Saturday, September 5th in Golden. It's been a tough year for everyone, and particularly for charities and for people who are dealing with issues like cancer. So we want to raise some money for Ray of Hope Cancer Foundation. Let's talk now about the event. Obviously, we are in different times than we were last year, and hopefully than we'll be next year. Hopefully, we'll get back to normal. So you've had to kind of modify this event. Eric, why don't you start with what the day is going to look like on Saturday, September the 5th?
Rain or shine, I'm hoping no rain. The motorcycle event, we're having a poker run. We partnered with Red Rocks Medical Center, and we're going to be kicking off the motorcycle run up there. It's going to be $30 for a single rider and $40 for rider and a passenger. We've got some interesting places that we're going to go to. I won't give those details because I don't want somebody checking them out first, but it's going to be a really nice ride through the mountains. The registration is going to be from about 10 to 11, with the kickstands going up at 11. We have the Colorado Captain America. He's going to be out there and taking pictures and getting the run started. And we're going to end up at In the Zone Sports Bar out in Golden. A good friend of ours owns the bar, Monty Marino, and he's donating his facility, and they have an awesome outdoor patio that everybody can social distance. I think he said be able to get in the fenced area itself, about 125 people, and that's still being apart, so we can have fun but still be safe. So we've got some really cool raffle prizes and great bands. We've got four great bands that are going to be playing. I think he said he's going to do some food specials and drink specials, that kind of thing. Come hungry, because they've got a great menu out there.
But I want to talk about these bands for a minute, because that's when I get excited. I know you guys are going to see some of the best bands in Denver. You're going to get a lot of bang for your buck. The band that I'm in is called The Falling Away. We do originals, and it's high-energy rock and roll. And that's to be followed by another original band. Eric knows more. I'll let Eric speak to them. But the other two that are coming after that, they're cover bands. And they are, again, they are just going to be cranking out those tunes that we all know and love. And they're going to be doing it well. Very high energy. Very positive event. That's what we want to bring. And we've got the right bands in place to do it.
The other original band we have is Day Wish. My band is called Bad Neighbor. And our headliner for the event is Falling West. And
that's my brother.
They're one of the top bands in Colorado, top cover bands in Colorado.
Now, for people who maybe aren't venturing outside of their homes, and we're talking to Eric and Clay, who have organized the Ray of Hope Cancer Foundation benefit motorcycle poker run and concert on Saturday, September the 5th in Golden. As you heard, it's going to end at In the Zone, their great bar in Golden. For people who maybe aren't ready to venture outside of their houses yet, there still is a way that they can contribute to the cause, or even donate items that are, you know, to be raffled off, yeah?
Oh, yeah, certainly. RayofHopeColorado.org is where you can go to find where we're at. And yes, we're still taking, you know, donations for raffle prizes and stuff like that. And you are able to donate right to that site itself. And one of the things I want to bring up is right now with the pandemic, people are going through chemo and radiation and they're by themselves. They have no family members that can go in there with them. You know, they are doing absolutely everything by themselves. You know, you walk in and everybody's in these suits. It's just gloomy. These are what the patients have to go through right now. They have no flowers that can be brought in. And so it's really, really not a good sight. That's what people have to understand. They're by themselves right now. And then when they go home after their treatment, they have to be by themselves because they can't be in contact with anybody. It's really difficult right now. So we're just trying to do exactly what we're supposed to do as human beings and take care of one another. I want to give a special thanks to the ladies in our lives, Barb and Ginny. They've been supportive of us. They work with us, and they support us 100% with this, and they have helped tremendously in all aspects of our lives. And I can tell you that, you know, without them, this wouldn't be as big of a deal as it is.
Exactly.
So special thanks to Barb and Ginny.
Well, the name is Ray of Hope, and that's what you guys are providing right now. And Clay, real quick, how are your twins doing?
Oh, they are doing so well. I love you asking that. I just light up because, you know, they mean everything to me. They're great. They are going to be 7 in October. They're happy, healthy, just great kid, man. I look forward to playing with them every day.
Well, guys, you're doing great work. Let's hope for good weather and a safe ride and lots of money raised for the Ray of Hope Cancer Foundation Benefit Motorcycle Poker Run and Concert Saturday, September the 5th in Golden. Again, it winds up at In the Zone there in Golden. And we've got links here on 99.5themountain.com to all of the information. And Eric and Clay, great to talk to you. And let's hope this is a great event that we're going to do for years and years to come.
Oh, thank you so much, Dave. We appreciate everything you're doing for us.
Thank you, thank you. We really appreciate you guys coming on board and supporting us, man. We love this. This is going to be huge, and it's going to be fun and high energy, I promise.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.